and told him what had happened, and then the bus just went crazy. And, you know, it's a great memory and great experience.
Did you call Farley and Kleiman that night, or did you call him the next day?
Yeah, I called Kleiman that night, and, you know, he understood, you know, it had happened to him before with, I think, one of the tight ends from PCM. Brandon Myers is who it was. Yeah, he said it happened, and he was just hoping that Iowa wouldn't try and steal me. And, you know, I called Coach Farley, and he understood, too, and, you know, it was just something that happens.
When you looked down at your cell phone when it went off, did it come up restricted? Did it come up locked, or what did it say?
No, it was just an unknown number.
Yeah, that's
is what it was.
And,
you know, I answered it, and, you know, I actually knew before I actually got on the bus, because he had talked to my coach,
your dad
had talked to my dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, the coach from Williamsburg, Coach Ritchie, is the one who, you know, told him that they had talked earlier that day. And, you know, my dad let me know after that I might be getting a call on the bus. And, you know, that made my heart jump quite a bit.
Your dad, I talked to your dad over the weekend, and he said he got a call during the basketball game, I think.
Yeah, that's what he said. He came into the locker room afterwards and told me that. And, you know, my stomach started turning a little bit. And, you know, I finally got the call, and that was the end of it.
Oh, your linebacking skills. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Kind of kidding.
Yeah. I think we'll be all right.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we got some leadership there, and, you know, we got guys that'll fill in, and I think we'll be all right.
Has anything clicked for you in the past couple weeks? Is that too simplistic? But, I mean, you look a little bit more comfortable.
Definitely. You know, I mean, those first couple games, you know, there were just some nerves and some getting used to the speed of the game and stuff like that. But, you know, I think I've calmed down and settled down, learned how to prepare myself a little better, and, you know, study the film. And, you know, I'm starting to get more comfortable back there.
Recovery process after the surgery, did you feel like you were behind at all coming into camp?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, and especially after my first season, you know, it's that next spring ball is huge in your development. And, you know, to have to miss that, you know, obviously you're going to feel behind. And, you know, I just, over the summer, I tried to, you know, work hard, and, you know, study a lot of film and try to catch up with the guys in front of me.
Did you look up at the Jumbotron?
No. I was just focused on the end zone, trying to get there as fast as I could. And, you know, and after that, you know, I kind of took it all in, and, you know, it was a good experience.
It's hard.
No, I honestly didn't. I didn't look up there. I didn't even think.
You know, I can't.
It all happened so fast. Yeah. You know, I mean, it was just a, you know, bang bang type of play, and, you know, I just had to go right back out there after that.
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of the thing. That, you know, coach was yelling at me to get back over there. You know, you know, we had to go right back out, and, you know, I was on from there.
What was it like on Saturday night when you're done the game, you're done talking with us, and you're probably looking down at your phone, you get like a ton of text messages from friends and family?
Oh, definitely. You know, I mean, I had quite a few that, you know, they're just, most of it was family. You know, they were all happy for me, and, you know, wanted to congratulate me. And, you know, it was a good getting to talk to all them, and, you know, have the support of, you know, my community and my family and just all of it.
You picked up more friends on campus?
No. I guess it just comes with the territory, I guess. And then, you know, I'm just going to try and stay humble about it, and, you know, just keep working, trying to get better. And, you know, we got to focus on Indiana this week.
Professor say anything, or teacher say anything?
Nobody's really said anything to me. I mean, a couple of my classmates, you know, they said it was a sweet play and stuff like that, but nothing major.
If you hadn't got such good blocks, you got like three good blocks there, would you try to hurdle all your defenders?
I don't know. It's tough to say. You know, it's over and done with, and it's already happened, and, you know, you can't tell, say, what if or what could have been, but, you know, play happened, and that's that.
You take your blockers out to lunch, out to supper sometime?
No, I'm going to have to. You know, I already told Micah, you know, that one to him, and Kirksey and those guys, that, you know, without those guys, it would have been, you know, who knows what the play would have been, but it happened the way it did, and, you know, I owe it to those guys.
Is there any pressure on Jordan to get a pick six now that
we were all in the locker room, you know, we were all giving him some crap about it to, you know, that it's his turn now, and, you know, hopefully he'll get one.
What are some of the things you do notice with Indiana here? Because, like, last year, obviously, they played you very close to that, a completely different coaching staff.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you see it with a whole new coaching staff. You know, it's a chance for them to, you know, start over and rebuild. And, you know, they were looking to get a signature win, I think. And, you know, that's a dangerous team when, you know, they're playing, they don't have anything to lose. And I think that's the way it is with Indiana. You know, they're playing with nothing to lose, and that's dangerous, especially coming in here looking to knock off a big team. So, you know, it'll be a challenge, and we're looking forward to it.
You made the trip to Bloomington last year, right?
Yeah, sure.
What was your vantage point on the sidelines when you're seeing that whole last play happen there?
No, I was, you know, it's definitely your heart jumped. You know, I saw him. I knew he was open, and I saw him, and I was just, you know, praying that he dropped it, and thankfully he did.